Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we conclude a message, How to Get Through Trials. And as I begin the broadcast, I'd like to read a beautiful passage of Scripture. I don't think we can ever tire enough of hearing it because it's so important for us in our daily walk, and it's the love of Christ that sustains us, that gets us through trials, knowing that He really does love us. He's working all things together for our good. Let me share what Paul wrote in the 8th chapter of Romans, and I'll start at verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. And it is that knowledge of God's love, beloved, all these scriptures I've been sharing this week, it all depends, it all relates to your personal experience and belief and knowledge and trust of God's love personally for you. And so, bottom line, how are we going to proceed? Well, I said we have to view trials differently. Let me share a passage found in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 8 through 11. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Have you felt like that at times? But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also, see the importance of prayer, helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Praise God. So they were under tremendous pressure. And why did it happen? Here was the reason: that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God. So, beloved, bottom line, summarizing everything up, if you want more of God, then trials are absolutely necessary. Accepting the trial is often the major way that we can draw close to Christ in that living, personal, firsthand experience. You know, of course, as I said on yesterday's broadcast, this does not do away with spiritual warfare. But having done all, remember Paul says that about the full armor of God? Talks about, you know, our defensive armament. It talks about the offensive one. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then, having done that, having done all, then stand therefore. we are to stand when we've done all we know to do. And in understanding and have new revelation about why trials come, we understand and accept that these trials will mold our character to be like Jesus. Our trials will shape our perspective to reflect God's opinion. All right, so how do we go through the trials we are assured that we're going to be facing? Jesus said in the world, you will have tribulation in the 16th chapter of John. So the first thing is, don't panic. Don't resort to fear. That's our default. That's normally the way the carnal man would respond. And while fear would be a true and a real temptation, we can say, no, wait, I'm going to trust in God. Not, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Or some translations say temperance or discipline. And so we don't resort to fear. And then also, which again is a part of the natural man, we would want to murmur or complain. We can't do that. There's illustrations of what ancient Israel did. Ancient Israel, I say, when they were brought out of Egypt, their wilderness wanderings. That's how they ended up for 40 years because of unbelief in the wilderness. And they murmured and complained, and God sent fiery vipers among them. He was trying to demonstrate through the trials that came that, no, you don't do that. So, bottom line, how can we just summarize what I've been sharing this week? And it's not difficult to comprehend that there's testing and trials, there's temptations, but God has made a way out through every single one. Remember, beloved, brother, sister, God has a purpose for whatever you're going through. You may not understand it at the moment. As I showed you yesterday, it's maybe sometimes not until the trial has passed, or until sometimes significant time has passed, and then you'll say, oh, look, that's what came out of that. And so remember, there is always a purpose, and that will give you that understanding, that revelation. That's why you'll be able to count it all joy, to respond in a way that it's not fear, it's not anger, it's not murmuring, but that God has a purpose in it, and that you, in faith, will trust Him. He will show that to you. And sometimes there may be major trials in our lives. We may not fully have the full comprehension until we're with Jesus, but that's all right. You know, if He gave us answers to everything, it wouldn't involve trusting Him, would it? So that's why trust is the major part, the mainstay of our faith in God. So remember, God has a purpose in it. Remember, again, these are the points you need to remember. Don't panic. Don't resort to fear. Don't murmur. Don't complain. That's number two. Number three, remember, God has a purpose. I'll go slow. Some are actually taking notes, and that's important. And fourthly, remember, trials do have an end. All lifelong is not going through a valley. Sometimes it might seem like it when you're in a season of affliction, but trials will end. And also, fifthly, remember that the trial is, in a sense, it's a testing or a test or an exam, if you will, God seeing how you're going to respond. You'll either pass it, doing what He has said in obedience to the Word of God, or you'll fail it. And I don't know about you, but many times we don't get it, and we have to go through the same thing again, you know? And for example, if you ask for patience, you can be assured that you're going to have many opportunities to practice patience. So if you pray and ask God, Lord, give me patience, then you're going to find situations where you will have a choice. Are you going to be patient, not murmur, not grumble, Or are you going to get are you going to be impatient, or are you in long suffering? So we have an opportunity, and God is watching our response, because the Holy Spirit is relentless, beloved. He is going to fashion you into the character of Jesus. And you know what? It's so much easier if we cooperate with Him. And remember that the trial shows that you desire to be obedient to God. It shows your response that you generally want more of God, because that's what happens with Job. He, now he understood with the hearing of his ear, now he saw him with his own eyes. And so we need to receive that trial reflecting obedience to the Word of God. Someone said, outlook determines outcome. Think about that. Outlook determines outcome. To end with joy, you must begin with joy. So, beloved, summarizing it, do you really want more of God? Then, if you do, how you respond to your trials that come your way will determine that. And then, too, since, as I shared earlier, as Moses, if you found favor with God, you're accepted in the Beloved, then what would you ask for if you could have anything? Think about that. And, I'll just give you my response. If you want Him, He is the fulfillment. He is the answer of every longing of the human heart. Safety, protection, fulfillment, meeting of needs. Our God is our all and in all. You may have heard that phrase many times and maybe not really understood it, but everything that you have need of or possibly could desire, He provides in His person and through the blessings and gifts that He gives, the fulfillment of every good and perfect gift. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly before Him. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister. These broadcasts have just flown by. It's been a joy. And I pray that the next time something happens, you'll remember these words and what the Word of God says. I love you. And if you need prayer for patience or the ability to respond in the way I've been sharing this week, then do write. And I will personally pray for you and send back what will be an encouragement specifically for your heart. God knows what you need. And so with that, I sign off saying I love you and pray for you every day. My UCM partners, I thank you for your obedience and your continual financial support that enable us to stay on this station as well as continue all of our outreaches. Until next time, with my love, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.